with the school nutrition program for the Michigan Department of Education. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The Michigan Department of Education is looking for community sponsors to run summer foods program to prevent more than 552,000 children in Michigan from going hungry when school lunchrooms close for the summer. Tell me about this.
Well, that's right, Tony. We've got, you know, as you can probably imagine, a lot of the students that are in these districts, Lansing included, the only meals that they're receiving are in school, and when school is out, there's a big void. So it's really important to do this kind of outreach and get a call out to superintendents and other types of sponsors to come in and sponsor these programs. The money's out there, so let's try to get as many kids as we can fed throughout the summertime.
What do you mean by the money's out there?
Well, this is an entitlement type program where the more meals that a sponsor serves, there's reimbursement. It's a basic meals times rate calculation. So if the sponsor serves 100 meals, they get reimbursed through the program at 100 meals. If they serve 500 meals, they get reimbursed for 500 meals. And there's really no cap on that.
So instead of receiving breakfast or lunch at school, you're looking for a business, a restaurant, some entity to provide these meals.
Well, a majority of our sponsors are schools, so during the summertime, they'll open up their doors to the community and continue to serve meals. They already have the resources. They have the kitchens. They have, the resources as far as purchasing foods. But there's also a lot of different nonprofit organizations that start up sites, local, county, and state government agencies, different colleges or universities that run summer camp programs. And there's also a large number of residential summer camps that also offer meals to their residents during the summertime.
Do these programs operate even if the children partaking in them aren't going to summer school?
Absolutely, absolutely. These programs are open to as long as the site is what they call area eligible. So there's 50% or more of the students in that area are eligible for free and reduced meals during the school year. The entire area is open to 18 and under. Any kid can come in the door for a free meal. It doesn't matter. It could be someone's cousin that's visiting from down south and they come up for the summertime. They can also receive a free meal.
According to information from the Michigan Department of Education, out of the more than 552,000 low-income Michigan children who were eligible, only about 15% or 85,000 were served the free meals or snacks at approved summer meal sites. Why aren't more kids taking advantage of this?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And you like to think that, some other programs through maybe DHS are wrapping these kids up and providing assistance to families in some other way. But really, I think that we've been growing over the last number of years. Over the last few years, we've nearly doubled the allocation for sponsors. We tend to average an increase of about 10 to 20 sponsors a year, so we're looking to do that again and try to close that gap.
Why do you think more sponsors don't take advantage of this? Is it worth it for them? Is it a losing money proposition?
Well, it doesn't have to be a losing money proposition. You know, it's not intended to be a making money proposition either. It's intended to feed as many kids as possible and try to break even. Being in the communities, these schools have a large presence already. So it's really important for sponsors to step up and do the work that's involved as far as the training and the monitoring of these sites to make sure that it's all in compliance. But I think the more sites that are out there, the more sponsors that are out there, we tend to track more sponsors by proxy. Neighboring district has a site and the food service director there hears about it, so they want to try to do something as well. And with the economy and more families in need, people are looking for more services and looking to offer more services. So
we hear about the differences in school districts and how it isn't fair, say, if you live in Bloomfield Hills as opposed to the city of Detroit. But the bottom line is that research shows a direct relationship between good nutrition and learning. If a kid is hungry, there's going to be a challenge there, isn't it?
Absolutely. No question about it.
All right. For more information, if school districts or others are looking to sponsor the program, where can they go?
You can call our offices, 517-373-3000. 3347, and you can ask directly for me, and we'll point you to the right direction. Also, there's information available on our website. That's michigan.gov/SFSP for the Summer Food Service Program.
Well, Brian, if we can do anything to help stay in contact with us, well, we'd love that opportunity.
Oh, we'll do, Tony. Thanks a lot.